Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church, and I'm with you on Go the Distance. Are you thankful no matter what? Perhaps you've lost your job recently, or you've lost something in your health or a loved one. Such circumstances can be very difficult. But even so, we have much to be thankful for. Look at me today, a story of a man who had every right to be bitter, but he wasn't. He was actually put into prison for something he didn't do. He was separated from friends. He was unjustly accused. He was brutally treated. He was put, and his only bed was a hard, cold stone floor. If any person had a right to complain, it was this man, who was forgotten in a harsh Roman prison. But instead of complaints, his lips rang out with praise and thanksgiving. Yes, this man was the Apostle Paul, a man who had learned the meaning of true thanksgiving, even in the midst of hard, difficult times. Earlier, when he was imprisoned in Rome, he wrote in Ephesians chapter 5, "Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Think of it, always giving thanks for everything, no matter what the circumstances are. Thanksgiving for Paul was not a once-a-year celebration, but a daily reality that changed his life and made him a joyful person in every situation. This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church, reminding you to go the distance in Christ.